Welcome to Riffs on Writing with Andy and Caroline, where we answer your writing and publishing questions in 10 minutes or less.
And today we have a big challenge because we're talking about the different types of editing, developmental, line editing, proofreading. People use different words for them, but they are all distinct things. So I'll start because this is what I do a lot of. So developmental editing is more in our business what Caroline takes care of, which is more content-based, world building, character building, plot construction, how to write good setting, that all of that stuff is developmental editing. So it's much more comprehensive, it's much more in depth, and therefore it's much, not much more expensive, but it is more expensive, right, Caroline?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can spend, 40 hours on a really good developmental edit, maybe more even depending on the length of the book and what it's about and how much work I'm doing, if I need to do some fact checking for the author as well. You'd be surprised how much of that you have to do if it's a creative nonfiction. And it's basically doing a big deep dive into your story, whatever it is. And also just looking, does it all make sense? Is this believable? The way I do it too is I like to approach it from a reader's perspective. So if I'm asking a lot of questions and you're like, well, I explain it like, three pages later, okay, that's great. But, you can ask yourself why it didn't make sense when I was reading it. So it's that kind of thing. Like I really have to take on the part of an editor and a reader while you're doing it and sort of mash them together to give somebody a really good developmental edit.
That's great. And in contrast, a line edit is like the next tier sort of down the process, right? So a line edit typically happens to a manuscript when its content is pretty stable, right? Like where pretty much the plot's built out, the story, the narrative arc is there. We know who the main characters are going to be. We have most everything is solid, right? And then the next step is to make sure it's concise, clear, and correct, right? So this is where we clean up sentences if they're really awkward. It's also where if you're me and a writer, your line edit goes, did you know you named this person something different some pages ago? And I'm like, oh no, all right, great. So let's change it to this name. It's where like timelines get worked out. Like if you have days passing in your manuscript, it's where a line editor will be like, actually, this is the fourth Saturday you have in this book, so in a row. So I think we need to work on the days. It's those detail things that don't change the larger structure, but make it coherent for a reader.
Yeah.
Fair, Caroline?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a great one. It's like now we're going, it's like we kind of did this deep dive and now we're just pulling out to that next level. And then the third one is proofreading, which should be self-explanatory, yeah. But that's where we're going in and just making sure that, your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. I mean, the perfect expression for it.
And it is the absolute last thing that should happen to your manuscript before it goes to press. Like if anything else happens to your manuscript between after proofread, it needs to be proofread again because it's so easy to add errors that you didn't intend to add, even when you're just doing things like changing fonts or adjusting how the headings look. The proofread like takes the book as it's going to be published and looks at it and says, this is what it looks like. And this is how we're going to make sure it's correct. Don't touch it. Now just don't touch it. So.
Yeah, don't touch it. Don't breathe. And then of course we'll always find errors after it's published because that's just how it works. That's like the law of the land. Right. And then all of these, I'll add a little detail that all of these really should be done. Your line editing and then proofreading, same people are fine, but really a lot of this should be done by different people. You want as many eyes on it as possible as you're going through this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I believe they're all necessary. I think that, yes, there's a cost, but I'm of the belief that you should be putting out your best possible work. And I think that this is the way to do it.
Yep. Agreed. It is pricey, but yes, agreed.
Yeah. It's necessary. Great. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like more information about types of editing, we will have a link in the intro or the
show notes,
comments, mm-hmm. show notes, as I blank on the word. And you can always get in touch with us if you have any questions. And until next time.